The Republican war against teenage girls and their promiscuous ways continues in Seattle, where a program that provides dental care and health care to low-income persons has come under fire from anti-sex zealots on the right wing. The program recently expanded to include contraception services to girls that need them, including those in middle or high school. IUDs and implants are more effective than other birth control methods, but are more expensive and thus economically out of reach for poor women. But Republicans aren't opposing contraception for girls based on the cost. Instead, the issue is of how contraception inevitably leads to female promiscuity, and won't we think of the children? Yet America suffers from an epidemic of teen moms forever mired in poverty. Amanda Marcotte, a writer for Salon magazine, says that conservatives are willing, eager even, to keep the teen pregnancy rate sky high on the slim hope that doing so might scare someone, sometime, out of having sex. It turns out that one of the primary reasons that girls drop out of high school is because they become pregnant. What better place to reach teen girls with good information and health care than in the schools?